I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome William McGurn, Bill McGurn, who writes Main Street for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He is a member of the editorial board, looking very closely at the word infrastructure. It's a long word, and it has something to do with worthy projects, once upon a time associated with something called shovel-ready. However, there's a new day, and there are $2 trillion or more on the table in front of the American people, the ambition of the Biden administration to spend this money on infrastructure. But Bill's new column looks inside the word infrastructure, and what he finds is, well, it surprised me. Bill, a very good evening to you. The definition of infrastructure has something to do with building physical things. Once upon a time, the Biden administration told us that the infrastructure bill would look much like bridges and roads. I remember reading that. Mr. Biden campaigned on it during 2020. It's changed its nature. How has it changed, Bill, and why?
Well, we're in a new day, so naturally we have new definitions of infrastructure. The overarching idea here is that people like infrastructure as a rule, and that's because it's understandable. If you're an American citizen, you know, the kind of classic infrastructure projects like a new bridge, a new interchange, a new road or something, new power plant makes your life better. And they see something tangible for their federal tax dollars, right? It's not going off to the ether. They see it, you know, around the corner or when they're driving. So people generally have, pretty good connotations of the word infrastructure. So the Biden administration has taken this. And they've decided to call anything they want on their wish list infrastructure. And that's why we have this $2 trillion bill with a lot of stuff that isn't really infrastructure. You know, improving home care for the elderly, a worthy goal. But is that really infrastructure? I think that's the largest single budget item in the bill, $400 billion for this. So that's what they're trying to do. And they're trying, part of this effort is they hope that because the word's good and appealing to people, that at least a few Republicans can't resist and will hop on board because there might be something in the bill for their district or their state that is popular. But it really is a giant flimflam. We should be more careful. I mean, the irony is there seems to be a new law, Biden's law, that the more you spend, the less actual scrutiny your spending gets. I mean, we're talking about trillions here, trillions there, and no one really cares what it's going for.
What we have here is the shadow of 2009. You mentioned in your column when Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden, the first term of the Obama administration, spent $800 billion on infrastructure. And today, the legend is that wasn't enough. It doesn't take into account how it was poorly spent. You mentioned Solyndra. There were lots of versions of a Solyndra. They were dreaming green and electric vehicles, all of that in 2009. Do they believe we forgot? Do they believe the American people forgot the lesson of that bounty?
I think the truth is the American people have forgotten. Now, remember, the 2009 bill was designed as a stimulus, and it didn't stimulate. And only about a year later, I think it was September 2010, President Obama admitted to the New York Times there's no such thing as a shovel-ready project. And the lesson that liberals have taken from that is that we didn't, not that we wasted a lot of money, but clearly we didn't spend enough money. So that is sort of the emphasis of the Biden administration to go big. I mean, trillion is now the common word, the denominator in all of this. And they just want to spend and spend and spend without too many questions. And the spending is directed to things that are classic, you know, Democratic wish list, helping unionization. Pete Buttigieg has talked about our racist highways, so he wants race equity to be one of the criteria. Somehow it doesn't sound like there are going to be a lot of roads and bridges to come out of this.
The North Houston Highway Improvement Project. Let's talk roads, Bill. What the heck? There, okay. You know, it's supposed to be infrastructure. The North Houston Highway Improvement Project. I'm following reporting in Bloomberg City Lab, a $7 billion plan by the Texas Department of Transportation to widen the I-45 and parts of I-10 and I-610 on the downtown edge of the state's largest city. If you've ever driven in Houston, you understand you're stuck in traffic listening to me right now. Put on pause by the Department of Transportation. Now, that's infrastructure. And they're pausing it. They've disrupted all the plans, all the money ready. It's flowing now, and Houston needs it. How is this part of their plan, Bill?
I am not familiar with all the details. I know the plan, but my hunch is, and I would have to look more closely at all the spending in the infrastructure bill. Again, people think a lot of infrastructure is just to make driving easier and better. And the president has talked about the bridges and roads in disrepair. But my hunch is that almost nothing in this bill goes to expanding the driving capacity and so forth, you know, adding lanes or something. They'll fix what's there. But I think, again, you have to remember, if you're serious about their green agenda, and I think they're very serious, the car is one of the biggest enemies. They're spending more on rail and transit than they are on roads and bridges. So I think it can be consistent because they don't want expansions. You know, their idea is if you expand a highway or you build a bridge, you're just going to invite more and more traffic. But the growth in the number of cars, clearly for most Americans, helping us drive and get around would be the bigger bang for the buck. But they still believe, as an article of faith, that the way to do this is to expand mass transit. That may make sense in New York, which is really reliant on mass transit. But in a lot of other cities, you know, mass transit's only under, say, 10%. So if you doubled or tripled it, it would still be a tiny fraction of all the commuters. And again, you can't understand progressive infrastructure and transportation unless you understand the car is the enemy.
There's mention, vague mention, that something about the Houston Highway has to do with social justice, something there, racial justice. That is a frame that you mention in your column about Pete Buttigieg. Are they selling infrastructure as equity? Is that what they're doing?
That's definitely part of it. Now, look, when these federal highways, you know, the irony is it used to be liberals who loved the interstate highway project and the moon launches and so forth, because they thought this is an example showing how government can work. These big projects, people saw the results and it worked. So that's long been the liberal push. You know, the conservative push for people like me is that, you know, you need to be wary of these big behemoth centrally planned federal programs, you know, for infrastructure, because they're not always necessarily geared to local needs and so forth. You know, they'd be a lot better generated, you know, from the bottom up rather than the top down. So there's no doubt amid the interstate highways that sometimes in the cities, they put things where it shouldn't be or destroyed a lot of neighborhoods. I mean, my grandmother lost her house in Brooklyn to the Gowanus Expressway, and Robert Moses, you know, and it left behind, you know, a not so nice neighborhood. There are definitely some black neighborhoods that are affected. But I think it goes a little too far to say this was particularly directed at African Americans. There are a lot of communities. Robert Moses was famous for destroying the working class Jewish community of East Tremont in the Bronx with, I believe, the Cross Bronx Expressway. So it's kind of what happens when you do these big, big projects. And I do think there's an argument that some of these places might be revisited and see if there's a way to move a ramp or replace a ramp that reinvigorates a community. But if you start off with this idea that they're all racist, it's deliberately done, and we have to undo it, then the question is, what is your measure of racial equity? What is the measure? Does the measure mean that we're just going to focus more on minority communities and what their transportation needs? That you could make a case for that. But if you're going to have other measures of social justice, I'm not sure, you know, transportation needs of the local, say, African-American community ranks very high. And so we're into this, you know, brave new world with ill-defined measures and what we're going to do. I do not think it's going to end well.
Bill McGurn, writing Main Street for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. I'm John Batchelor.